Welcome, listeners, to another presentation of Times of Refreshing, a production of Voice of Melody Victoria. This program is hosted by your friend, Harry Venton, saying how pleased we are to be with you again for these next 30 minutes to enjoy fine gospel music together with some timely and challenging thoughts from God's Word, the Bible. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the prayer of David as recorded in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. David wanted God to reveal any wicked way in his life that would hinder his fellowship with him. Like David, are we willing for God to search our lives? Are we willing for him to search every corner of our hearts, even the places we have so carefully tried to conceal? What about our thoughts? Can we bear to have God's searchlight turned upon them? The other part of David's prayer was to be led in the way of everlasting. Conscious that life can centre around either the temporal or the eternal things, David wanted to be led in the things that have eternal value. And again, like David, is it our desire to be led in the way of everlasting things? As God searches our lives, what does he see? Does he see us reading and meditating on his precious word? Does he see in our hearts a desire to spend time with him in prayer? Does he see our willingness for him to use us in his service? What does he see as he searches our lives? This we will briefly consider after we listen to our first recording. Written above Psalm 139 in my Bible are these words: God's all-seeing eye and inescapable presence. We see this truth clearly revealed in this wonderful psalm. And this same truth, the all-seeing eye of God, was once impressed on the mind of a young lad named John. His mother one day sent him to the dry cleaners to pick up his father's suit. Arriving there, he told the gentleman what he wanted and waited while he went looking for the suit. John noticed a framed certificate on one of the walls of the room, in which was the picture of an eye in a prominent place, with the following inscription: "The all-seeing eye of God is upon you." It took John only a few seconds to read those words, and then he ran home as quickly as he could, without his father's suit. He told his mother that he would never go back to that place again, saying, "God is there, and I don't want him looking at me." Friends, the God with whom we have to do has a perfect knowledge of us. His all-seeing eye takes in our emotions and our actions. They are open before him. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 21 says, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings." And we read in Proverbs 21 and verse 2, "Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts." We are under his constant surveillance. The all-seeing eye of God is upon us. And this word "pondereth" in the two verses I quoted from Proverbs means to balance, to measure out by weight, to arrange. And this we see illustrated in Daniel chapter 5. God pondered the ways of King Belshazzar, who had lifted himself up against the Lord of heaven and did not in all his ways glorify God. Daniel, in verse 27, tells the king, "Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting." Now, coming back for a moment to Psalm 139, David said in verse 1, "Thou hast searched me and known me." David was a king, and the hearts of kings are unsearchable to their subjects, Proverbs 25 and verse 3. But they are not so to the sovereign, omniscient, all-knowing God. Every activity of David, from his rising in the morning, to what he did through the day, till he rested in the evening, even his thoughts were known to God. My dear friends, listen. It is folly to think that because we cannot see God, that he cannot see us. David acknowledges in verses 11 and 12 that no veil can hide us from God's all-seeing eye and from his inescapable presence. Again, I bring you the words of Scripture in Psalm 33, verses 13 to 15. "The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works." friends, having briefly considered thoughts with you that God knows and remembers all things we do, I desire now to share something with you on God as a bookkeeper. Yes, what God knows of us, he keeps a record of. The scriptures make plain that God's omniscience covers every aspect of our lives, even before we were born. The writer of Psalm 139 acknowledges that his life was written, was recorded by God before David was born. This is what we read in verse 16. Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, as yet there was none of them. As our lives were formed in secret, in such a remarkable and wonderful way, David is moved to give praise to God, the author of his being, though his parents were only the instruments of it. Friends, every time I see a newborn baby, I think of Psalm 139 and verse 14, where David says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Having thus formed our lives, our day-by-day experiences are written in his book. Quoting David again from Psalm 56 and verse 8, we see God again as a bookkeeper. David says, thou numberest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? David uttered this prayer when the Philistines had seized him in Gath, as we read in 1 Samuel 21 and verse 10. He had fled from the pursuits of King Saul, who sought to take his life. Being hunted like a partridge upon the mountains, he was able to take this comfort, that God kept a particular account of all his wanderings, of all the weary steps he took to protect his life. When David was wandering in exile, he was often weeping, and therefore he prays, put thou my tears into thy bottle, to be preserved and looked upon. David was assured his tears were in God's book of remembrance. David asked God to remember his prayers at this time as a fugitive. My Christian friends, it is comforting to know that God has a bottle and a book for his people's tears. Speaking of tears, many a godly parent has spent agonizing hours in prayer, tearfully praying for a loved one to be saved, or for one who has been a backslider to come back to the Lord. Such prayers are not answered immediately or even in the short term, but they are recorded in God's book. He has them constantly before him. There is a story told of George Mueller, how he faithfully prayed for the salvation of two men for 25 years before they were converted. My Christian friends, be encouraged by this, that your prayers are recorded in God's book. He has not forgotten them. One further thought to encourage us in our Christian walk with the Lord is found in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. Where a book of remembrance was written of those who reverenced the Lord, speaking often one to another of his name. It was at a time amongst the Hebrew people when there was a decline in serious godliness. This faithful remnant of believers thought and talked about the Lord. To this conversation we read that the Lord hearkened and heard. In these two words, hearkened and heard, we have word pictures. In the phrase, the Lord hearkened, is an animal word meaning to prick the ears. And in the word heard is also a pictorial meaning, a bending over with close attention so that no sound may be missed. Friends, in all reverence to our God and Saviour, we can express it like this. The Lord pricked his ears to their conversation and bent down in close attention. God was not unmindful of their conversation, and a book of remembrance was written before him. Their conversation was registered that it might be recompensed. Our wonderful God remembers all those things that give honour and praise to him. Not only our thoughts and words of him, but also our service is remembered, so that in a coming day he may say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy Lord."
It matters to him about you.
Friends, we have one more thought to share with you on God as a bookkeeper. It is in Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4. It relates to the record of our sins and the removal of them through forgiveness. Verse 3 says, "If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand?" Another translation puts it this way: "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who shall stand?" In these words, the psalmist has a deep sense of God's glorious majesty and a dread of his wrath. What an overpowering thought this is of the omniscience of God. If he has recorded our sins, all that we have thought, said and done, what hope is there for the sinner when they stand before him in judgment? They cannot justify themselves before God, nor can they plead not guilty. If God deals with us in the strict sense of his holiness and justice, we are undone. We are totally without hope. Friends, God, who is holy and righteous, is also a God of mercy. And we can say in the words of Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22, "It is of his mercy that we are not consumed with his wrath." Now in verse 4 we read, "But there is forgiveness with thee." Forgiveness is what every sinner needs. God has promised, and he will forgive the sins of those who repent of their sins. Forgiveness is an act of God's free grace. When God forgives the sins of those who put their trust in our Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, the record of their sins are removed, and he will not call them to remembrance again. Jeremiah 31 and verse 34. This does not mean they are erased from his omniscience, for then he would cease to be God, but it means they are no longer held against the believing sinner. It is because our Lord Jesus has died for us that God is able to remove sin's penalty from us and justify the one who exercises faith in his Son for salvation. We trust every listener to this program today has had that wonderful and blessed experience of knowing the joy of sins forgiven and their names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life.
It all started in the garden, the ways of sin and pardon. Temptation first pulled at the heart of man. With that one commandment broken, God's curses had been spoken. Till he reached out with his redeeming hand. There's a forgiven wind blowing. It whispers the truth of sin forever gone. There's a forgiven wind crying out deep in darkest sin. It's the very breath of God. Now in a world of concrete, neon lights, self-defeat, the tempter pulls us time and time again. But our hearts are still forgiven by the cross's one provision, left standing pure and clean in the forgiven wind. There's a forgiven wind blowing. It whispers the truth of sin forever gone. There's a forgiven wind crying out deepest darkest fear. It's the very breath of God. There's a forgiven wind blowing, whispers the truth of sins forever gone. There's a forgiven wind crying. It's the very breath of God.
Friends, as we close our time of fellowship, we make mention of our free cassette offer. Today's program has been recorded on cassette and is available upon request, free and postpaid. You may obtain your copy by writing to us at this address: Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 3140. When writing, be sure to mention this number, 1176. 1176, 1176. And the mailing address again is Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 3140. This presentation of Times of Refreshing has been a radio missionary outreach of the Christian Brethren Assemblies of Victoria and is made possible by God's provision through His people. It's been a real joy being with you today, and we thank you for your listening support. Till next we meet, this is Harry Venton for the Voice of Melody team, wishing you God's richest blessing. Goodbye for now, and remember, keep looking up.